Good afternoon, dear travellers. The tourist firm OMA welcomes you on this comfortable bus on the route Spasov-Skit, the miraculous rescue of the royal family in the Tsar's train crash. The trip has been organised on the initiative of Viktor Nikolaevich Ostapchuk, South Station Master, with the direct support of the Kharkov Railway Chairman of the Trade Union, Natalia Vasilyevna Lukyanchenko. Length of the tour is 3 hours. Dear friends, we are leaving from the South Station of Kharkov. The word station comes from the word Vauxhall. It was the name of the estate near London, the place of entertainment of the aristocracy since the end of the 17th till the beginning of the 19th century. In the 18th century, such a station was arranged by an Englishman named Medox. The word station was first used to call the railway station Pavlovsk, the first Russian Tsarskoye Selo Railway in 1837. At the same time, this station was a place of entertainment. The Kharkov Railway Station was decisive in the development of the town. Due to its location, Kharkov obtained a status equal to that of Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kharkov Railway Station found itself on the crossroads of the Russian Empire's trade routes. Looking back to the year 1869, with the purpose of seeing how everything started, one might feel a bit disappointed. An ordinary single-story building made of logs. This is how the first railway buildings were painted, by an unknown painter-reporter, who happened to be a witness of the opening of the Kursk-Kharkov line on May the 22nd, 1869. Later he wrote in the World Illustration magazine, on May 22nd at 11:30 a.m, for the first time there was a sound of the whistle of the first train on the Kursk-Kharkov-Azov line. First appeared the smoke, followed by an engine decorated with coats of arms, flags, and green garlands, passenger coaches with musicians on the open trucks, and officials coming from local and other places under the tent on the last truck. The crowd became dumb. First, people silently stared at the strange monster slowly moving on the rails. Suddenly, somebody with all his heart screamed, "Hooray!" There was an outburst of music and thousands of hoorays mingled with it.